There is really nothing more bothersome to me than bad customer service. And usually when it inspires me to record a complaint, it's usually customer service related. And I'd almost forgotten about this one because it happened about 2 weeks ago and it involved my oil company. And honestly, you don't really think about your oil company that much, you know. We've always had the same oil company, even when we were on Long Island. It's a company called Petro or Petro, P-E-T-R-O. When we moved up here, they were servicing this area up in Poughkeepsie, so we got them up here too. You know, they let you lock in your price at the beginning of the year. They're good for service when your oil burner fails. They usually get here in, you know, a reasonable amount of time, and they handle all the problems, and we've got the service contract with them, so it doesn't cost anything. But last week, they did something really strange. We come home Saturday afternoon, get the mail. I have not one, but two letters from Petro. One of them certified, one of them regular mail. Both of them exactly the same letter. I don't have them in front of me, so I'm going to paraphrase. It basically said, as of today, we are not delivering oil to you any further until you contact us to resolve an issue with your account. So, of course, I'm like, what is going on? And first thing I think, I go to online and look at my bank account. Did I pay them this month? Sure, I paid them. Not a problem there. So what do I have to do? I've got to call them to find out, and I've got to call customer service. And I have this question. Why is it that the people who answer the phone and are a company's customer service representative are usually the one person in the company who can't answer any single question that you have? They always have to put you on hold and ask somebody else. It would just seem to me that if a company was really concerned about customer service, they would make sure that the people who answered the phone could handle as many issues as possible without having to talk to anybody else. But that just never seems to be the way it works. And it didn't work that way this day either. I called, I explained the letter that I got. Of course, they have to look it up. They look up my account, and they come back with this explanation. When they delivered oil to us the last time, there is an audible sound, some device attached to your oil tank that makes a sound when it's getting full, so that the person pumping the oil into your house can stop and knows that it's time to stop. And they said ours was no longer working and we needed to have it replaced. And since this was a safety issue, if it was not replaced, they would not be delivering any oil anymore. So now I have a few questions, because I've never even heard of this sound device that we have on our oil tank. In 28 years living on Long Island, I never had a problem or nobody ever told me that the sound device wasn't working. So now I'm asking a few questions. It's like, when did we get our last delivery? Turns out it was 3 months ago, back in March. Now this is bothering me. I'm like, I don't understand. The guy who delivered our oil 3 months ago didn't hear this sound, and I guess he put in a report about it, and it took you 3 full months to notify me that I need to fix this, and the first notification I get is a certified letter saying you're not getting oil anymore until you call us. That really just doesn't make any sense. Well, as far as she can tell, that's all she knows. So now I asked to talk to a manager. Oh, actually, we asked a few more questions. How much will this cost? We don't know because we don't know what oil burner you have. Well, can you give me a range approximately? Is it $50, $500? We don't know. We have to send somebody out to look. Would you like me to schedule that appointment? I said, you know, I'd really like to talk to a manager first because this sounds so strange. It just doesn't make any sense. Well, of course, nobody was available, so they said they would call us back. When they called back, they spoke to my wife, and they explained to Connie a completely different story. Okay, it turns out that they as a company have made a policy change, and the new policy is that everybody has to have this audible device on their oil burner. Not their oil burner, on their oil tank. and they are no longer going to deliver because they believe it's a safety issue, so we have to get this installed. So now this is even more annoying, because think about it. Somebody in that company made a decision that we're now going to require our customers to have this device installed. And the way we're going to communicate it to the customers is we're going to send them a certified letter that says, we're not sending you oil anymore until you call us because there's a problem with your account. And when you call, they haven't even trained the people who answer the phone to know that this is a policy decision that they've made. And this letter has obviously gone out to many, many of their customers. And this person doesn't even know anything about it. And they give you a completely different story, that this is just happening to you, and it just started happening, and it failed. When in fact, they're doing this for all of their customers. And they're probably doing it just because they know it's going to make them a lot of money sending somebody out to install this device, where they're probably going to charge some premium price, because I can't imagine that the device that makes this noise is going to be all that expensive, or the installation is going to be all that difficult. Just unbelievably bad customer service that somebody in a company would decide that that would be the way that they would announce to their customers that they need to get this device installed. And obviously they're doing it for everyone, because when we asked when the next appointment was not until the end of June, a month and a half out, because they're installing this for everybody that they've told needs it now. But honestly, what are you going to do? You know, am I going to change oil companies after all these years? I guess that would be an option, but just going to wait to see how much they say this is going to be, and just chalk it up to another example of phenomenally bad customer service.